Hi, mini beanies.
It's the beanies here. That means you're with Laura, Mim,
and Michael.
Today we might meet a very fancy cat.
Speak fluent cat.
Meow, meow, meow.
And learn all about fancy cats from ancient Egypt. Are you ready, mini beanies?
Let's go.
Let me get this straight. You think dogs are better than cats just because they have tails?
Look at it wag. It's the cutest thing ever. Oh, what a good, good floofy boy. A floofy boy with a wiggly, wiggly tail.
But cats have tails too.
They don't. They don't have waggly tails.
They do. Bring out Exhibit A.
In today's Beanies Court, it's Laura Beanie versus Mim Beanie in our latest argument of cats versus dogs.
What is this?
It's Beanie's Court. It's how we decide things now.
Yeah, Mim and I made it up when you were napping.
Oh, man, every time.
Mim, raise your right hand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, or Professor won't give you ice cream?
I do.
And Laura? Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, or I won't tell you fart jokes anymore?
Wait, what?
That's good enough for me. Mim Beanie, you may proceed.
What's a proceed?
You can go.
Oh, very good. I call Laura Beanie to the stand. Laura Beanie, in the case of cat versus dog, where do you stand?
Woo, go dogs, team dog, yeah.
Very good. And you recall that you said you like dogs because they have tails. Correct?
Well, I believe I said...
I object to this notion!
When did that crowd get here?
Oh, I brought them for dramatic effect.
Gotcha. Finger guns.
Anyway, you said that cats don't have tails, and as you can see here in Exhibit A, this picture of a cat...
Ooh.
It has a tail.
It also has a tail.
I arrest my case.
Very good, Mim Beanie.
Objection!
Ooh, an objection. Oh, I mean, carry on.
I said I like dogs because they have waggly tails.
Would the court recordery person please read back Laura Beanie's statement?
Laura Beanie said, oh, what a good, good floofy boy, a floofy boy with a wiggly, waggly tail. Aha! You see?
Oh, wow, she did say that.
Oh, gosh, I forgot you were here. Hi, crowd people. What's your name?
The court rules that both animals have tails, and therefore both are cute. The court is adjourned to dead.
Yes. Well, do you want to hear a story about a cat?
What kind of cat?
The only kind there is a fancy cat.
Yes, please.
The tale happened not long ago upon a birthday eve about a very fancy cat. Though his family called him Steve.
It's Stephen, actually.
On this birthday eve, there was a party to be thrown. Steve was not all that excited, for he'd rather be alone.
Mim, are you going to rhyme this whole story?
Yeah, you're right. That's way too hard. This story's about a fancy cat called Steve.
Cool.
Steve.
It's Stephen, actually.
Sorry. Stephen lived in a fancy house with a lovely family. Although they weren't very smart, Stephen loved them very much.
Oh, my lovely family. Though you hardly ever lick behind your ears. Quite disgusting if you ask me. Or have the brains to catch the ball on a string. You do bring me tuna. And for that, I shall love you. Most of the time.
You see, cats, especially fancy cats like Steve.
Stephen.
Fancy cats like Stephen have to love you on their own terms, when they want to love you.
You should be so lucky.
One day, as he woke up from a big nap in the sun, his fifth that day, Steve noticed his family were very excited.
Good afternoon, Big Dub family. And why are you so pleased?
Mum came over to Steve, sitting on the chair and scratched behind his ears.
Oh, good morning, silly sausage Steve.
Stephen.
But all Mum heard was...
Meow.
Oh, good boy, Steve. Oh, well, guess what? There's going to be a big party for Lily's birthday today.
Steve stretched and yawned in the sunshine.
I see, old lady. The little one has a birthday. How lovely. I shall bring her my finest gift after this next nap.
But all Mum heard was...
Meow, 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 meow.
Oh, that's a good kitty, Steve. And there's a very special surprise too. You're going to have a new friend.
What? Meow?
That's right. Lily's going to be so pleased. Now pop up so I can get all of this cat fur off the chair before people arrive for the party. Off you pop. Come on, spit spot.
Mum shooed Steve off the chair and he lazily climbed onto the couch instead to ponder all of this news.
Goodness gracious. What a development in the life of Stephen Lord Cuddleton III. What trials and tribulations are coming my way. A friend, they say. As long as this new cat knows his place in this house, beneath me, and second to get dinner each night, I should think it should be fine. But still...
Oh, Steve, now there's fur on the couch, too. And it looks like you've been napping on the rug. I'll need to vacuum again before the party.
The vacuum?
Meow, 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 meow.
He hated the vacuum. Meow. It was his least favourite thing ever. Even worse than someone not patting him for the precise amount of time he wanted.
Oh, that wicked thing. That awful monster. My mortal enemy. Why would such a horrible, loud, appalling creature exist to torment my very soul in existence?
Meow, 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 meow.
Steve scurried away and hid under the couch, watching the scary vacuum monster come closer and closer.
No, no, you horrid beast, don't come any closer.
When suddenly...
All right then, all done. Now, where are those balloons for the party?
Phew.
Steve sighed and collected himself, pawing the couch as he thought.
Ah, yes, the celebration for the tiny human. And the arrival of a new companion. Fitting. Preparations must be made.
How do cats prepare for parties and new friends, you might ask?
You see, the trick for preparing for such an event is to make sure you clean every part of your fur from top to bottom.
Yeah.
The humans don't do this. Which, frankly, I find quite disgusting.
Once Steve had gotten himself all... tidy, he decided a gift for Lily was in order.
I mean, what if the new companion arrives with something and I turn up empty-pawed? I would never live down the shame.
All right, everyone. Guests are getting here in 5 minutes. Lily, put on your party dress and come down for a photo, sweetie.
Yes, Mum.
Ah, the arrival is soon. No time like the present for a present. My gift shall be something I already possess. I've got it, and I'll leave it right where everyone will be able to see it.
Just then, the doorbell rang. Steve gracefully ran to the newly vacuumed rug, ready to leave his present there for all to see.
Ah, yes, this will do nicely. Excuse me. A little more. Finished.
Yeah.
Ah, a masterpiece, a true symbol of my love. The family will be thrilled, and the new friend, he shall marvel at my talent.
Gross. Steve could hear the party guests arriving, all wishing Lily a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Lily.
As they ushered into the family room, Steve sat in front of his gift, ready to present it to his tiny human friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my home. I'm so pleased you could join us to celebrate this adorable but slightly daft human. You see, Lily and I have been together since...
But suddenly, Mum interrupted his speech.
Meow, thanks, everyone. Meow, oh, thanks, meow, Steve. Meow, meow, Steve. Meow, meow. Shh, come meow, on, that's meow. A good kitty. Now, as you know, it's Lily's 6th birthday today.
Woo!
Yay! Happy birthday! 6 already.
Yeah, great.
And she's only been asking for one thing.
I knew it. She's always wanted my gift. I knew because I am clever, handsome kitty, and...
Meow, meow, meow.
Come on,
meow,
Steve, meow, please. Meow, okay, meow, she's meow, been asking meow. For this for a long time, so Dad, will you do the honours?
Steve watched Dad lower down a box with a big ribbon on it and lots of holes in the side. How strange. What could it be?
Goodness gracious, the box is alive!
But before anyone could guess what it was, a golden-haired puppy exploded out of the box.
Ah, what in the world?
The puppy ran up and licked the face of the very happy birthday girl, who laughed and laughed.
Lily, no! You'll get all those germs on your face. Ah, no, don't lick the tiny human. It's not clean. Ah.
The puppy made its way around the room before bouncing over to Steve.
Hello. My name is Stephen. I believe you're the new companion.
My name is Buddy and I love you.
Charmed, I'm sure.
Steve said meanly, looking him up and down.
I thought you were going to be another cat, but I can see from your drool and your big dumb eyes that you are in fact not.
I'm a dog and you're not, and I love you, and let's be best friends.
You see, I run this house, and I'm not sure you'll really fit in here. It's Lily's birthday, so we can let it slide today, but tomorrow we should...
What's that behind you, Steve? Ooh, yummy!
And in one big gulp, Buddy the puppy ate the hairball.
You buffoon! You silly puppy! That was my gift!
Oops! Sorry, Steve!
It's Stephen!
Woof! 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 Woof!
Oh no! Oh gross! Oh Buddy's eaten Steve's! Oh gosh! Oh what a mess! Okay, let me just get the vacuum. Sorry, everyone.
Oh no! The vacuum at a time like this.
What's a vacuum?
Oh, no, no, no.
I will protect you, best friend.
Alrighty, let's just get this cleaned up. Sorry, everyone.
But just as Mum started vacuuming up the hairball mess, Buddy let out a big...
Woof, 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 woof. No vacuum. Not near my new best friend.
It's getting closer.
Woof, woof, woof.
Okay. Gee, you'd think this vacuum was a scary monster with the way these two react.
Steve let out a big sigh of relief. The vacuum was gone, and it was all because of Buddy.
Well, that was... Thank you. It appears your efforts have forced the vacuum away, and for that, I am grateful.
I would do anything for you, new best friend. Do you want me to lick you now?
No, thank you. That would be quite all right, but I will allow you to go play with the tiny human with my blessing.
Okay, bye. Love you, best friend. See you soon.
And just like that, Stephen made a new friend. Buddy and Stephen lived happily ever after, sleeping in the sunshine together, sharing dropped food, and always, always staying away from the vacuum. The end.
It's time to close your eyes and wake your imagination.
And make a picture in your head of...
A cat. What colour fur does your cat have? White? Red? Maybe no fur at all. What does your cat sound like? A teeny tiny meow or a loud hiss?
What does your cat smell like? Tuna, hairballs, or cat food?
Well done, Mini Beanies. You made
a cat.
Now time for a fancy song about a fancy feline.
Fancy cat.
I'm a fancy cat, I'm a fancy cat. I wear a hat, cause I'm a fancy cat. It's a fancy hat, I have a fancy mat. Give me a pat, cause I'm a fancy cat. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Fancy cat.
Meow, the sun is high in the sky. Here in the warm is where I lie. It's almost time for my afternoon milk.
Stroke my back, I'm as soft as silk.
You dead mice, they were gourmet. But you just went and threw them away. I left my fur upon your clothes. It's not my fault that itched your nose.
I'm a fancy cat, I'm a fancy cat. I wear a hat, cause I'm a fancy cat. It's a fancy hat, I have a fancy mat. Won't eat a rat, cause I'm a fancy cat. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Fancy cat.
My dinner bowl.
I'll claw all the carpets, leave them in shreds. And if you ask nicely, I'll do the bedspread. I am the fanciest cat that you'll meet. With me around, your life's complete.
I'm a fancy cat, I'm a fancy cat. I wear a hat, cause I'm a fancy cat. It's a fancy hat, I have a fancy mat. I'm not a brat, I'm a fancy cat. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Fancy cat.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow.
Hairball.
I'm a fancy cat, I'm a fancy cat. I wear a hat, cause I'm a fancy cat. It's a fancy hat, I have a fancy mat. Give me a pat, cause I'm a fancy cat. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Fancy cat.
That cat in the story was pretty fancy, Mim.
Yeah. It's because cats are super fancy. They used to be queens and kings of Egypt.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I've seen it in really, really old drawings of cats on big thrones being the boss.
But how would you understand what they wanted?
Did people in Egypt speak cat?
Well, I can speak cat. Meow, meow, meow. Meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow.
All right, all right. Meow. Let's ask Professor Know-It-All.
Hello, Beanie.
Meow, meow.
Michael,
meow, meow,
why
meow, meow.
Are you speaking cat?
You see, I can't speak cat.
Professor, I've seen drawings of people worshipping cats. Were they kings once?
Not quite. In ancient Egypt, people worshipped all kinds of animals, like dogs, for their ability to protect and hunt.
Yay, woo, go dog!
But the most magical and respected animal of all was the cat. Ancient Egyptians believed cats would bring good luck to anyone that owned them. They treasured them so much that many would dress them up in fancy jewels, feed them fancy food, and treat them like royalty.
See? Fancy cats be fancy.
Ah, that's right. There are even some stories that say that when a cat passed away, the owner would shave off their eyebrows and wouldn't stop being sad until they grew back.
I like my eyebrows, though.
Well, we don't do that anymore. These days, cats are the most popular pets to have in the world. Some people say that there are over 500 million pet cats on Earth.
Whoa!
Yes, I love cats. More cat facts, Professor. More, more, more.
Well, did you know that cats have amazing eyesight in the dark? In fact, they can see 6 times better than humans at night.
Wow.
They're like spies.
I knew that cat stole my watch the other night.
And cats spend about 13 to 14 hours a day sleeping.
Aw, snoozy little kitty.
Hey, just like me.
And here is a strange one. Did you know that cats sweat out their paws?
Ew.
Hey, Professor, do you have a cat?
I do. Her name is 3.1415926, but I just call her Pi for short. Pi. It's a maths joke. Anyway, bye for now, beanies.
Bye, Professor Know-It-All.
Thanks for listening, Mini Beanies. If you have a fancy cat at your place, you should give it a cuddle.
Ooh, I'll try to speak cat to it.
Meow, 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 meow.
Or look up some cool pictures of fancy cats in ancient Egypt.
Bye, Mini Beanies.
Did you like today's podcast?
Want even more?
Well, in the show notes, you'll find links to things like worksheets to complete about the episode, colouring in pages, dance-along videos to the song, and all sorts of fun stuff. How cool! Can't wait to see what you create, Mini Beanies!
The Beanies' beautiful tunes were brought to you by The Beanies and the magnificent music wizard, James Court. Ah, ah, ah.